The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold, your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold, your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Good soul and skin, good morning, brothers and sisters. There's a feast day today, a new feast day, the feast of Mary, the mother of the church. And this is a feast day that needs some explaining. Because you could ask the question, how does the church have a mother? How's that even possible? How's that even necessary? How does the church have a mother? And the answer is that Mary is the mother of the church in the exact same way that Mary is your mother also. Because we're not speaking of the life of the body. We're speaking rather of the life of the soul. Right? Not just natural life, but supernatural life. And of the two, which one's greater? Supernatural life. It's not only greater, it's immeasurably greater. Now think about this. You can't get to heaven without supernatural faith, hope, and charity. Let that sink in. You can't get to heaven without supernatural faith, hope, and charity. You don't get to heaven by trying hard. You don't get to heaven by being good. You don't get to heaven by doing your best. You need a life that is beyond you. This little life is not enough. It's not going to live forever. You need supernatural life. And supernatural life is another way of saying God's life. And another word for God's life is grace. You know, we banter about the word grace back and forth. You ever wonder what the word grace means? It's very simple. Grace is God's life in your soul. Now, all life is a gift. You didn't cause yourself to be born. You're just here, right? All life is a flat-out gift. However, the same God who created you without asking your permission will not give you supernatural life, not without your permission. You want to know why? Sometimes people say, why do we have to struggle through this life? Why can't we just be created in heaven? Or wouldn't it be so much easier? Why won't God give you his supernatural life without your cooperation? Answer? Because God's life and God's love are the same thing. And what does love want? It wants to be loved freely in return. That's why Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's how grace is built up in your soul. But how does it come to us in the first place? How does grace come to us in the first place? All grace comes to us from the cross of Jesus Christ. That's the point of intersection between heaven and earth. Without Jesus, there'd be no cross. But without Mary, there'd be no Jesus. That's why we say that she is the mediatrix of all graces. That's why we say that she is the mother of the church. Now, Mary's not just one saint among many. She's given a very special role in God's creation. You don't ever want to make the mistake of... I mean, we don't proclaim that Mary's like quasi-divine or anything like that, like a lot of the Protestants will accuse us of, but you also don't want to make the mistake of saying, you know, Mary, and she's kind of the same as Therese and Francis of Assisi. No. She was given a very special role in God's creation. Right? Without Mary's consent, the first one to consent to divine grace, there'd be no Jesus. Without Jesus, there'd be no cross. Without the cross, there's no forgiveness. Without the cross, there's no heaven. Without the cross, there's no hope. And that's no exaggeration. She's not just one saint among many. Conceived without sin, she was given a mission by God to bring Jesus into this world. Assumed into heaven, she's still on the job. That's why it's very, very important that she has an important place in your spiritual life. Back in 1980, Holy Week of 1980, Pope John Paul II, he convened a meeting of university students from all over the world, and they met in St. Peter's Square. And one sharp young man, he looked around St. Peter's Square, and he managed to count. He said, counted 162 saints in St. Peter's Square. And somehow he managed to get the ear of the Pope, and he says, Holy Father, I'm looking around St. Peter's Square, and I'm noticing 162 saints in St. Peter's Square, and not one of them is an image of Mary, the Mother of God. And John Paul II, he says, well then, we must complete the square. And 1 year later, high above St. Peter's Square, they made a beautiful mosaic of the Blessed Mother with the Child, and it was entitled Mater Ecclesiae, Mother of the Church, in a place that could be seen all over St. Peter's Square. And to make this mosaic, they had to brick up a window, which makes it the last stones ever placed in St. Peter's Basilica. The completion of the square, the completion of the church. And your spiritual life is not complete until she takes her proper place. Let's ask for her prayers on this, her feast day, to help us to grow in this supernatural life that's our only hope. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us.